This was the route taken on 9th November 1923 by about 2,000 putschists, led by Erich Ludendorff and Hitler. The day before, Hitler had disrupted a meeting being held by State Commissioner General Gustav von Kahr, the former Bavarian Prime Minister, in the Bürgerbräukeller beer hall at Gasteig. Kahr was also believed to be planning a coup, so in order to preempt him, Hitler called for a putsch and a national revolution against Berlin. Now the putschists were on their way to the local army command, which was already occupied by sympathizers.
Albert Lörcher, a citizen of Munich, now deceased, witnessed the putsch with his own eyes. In 1995 he described what he saw.
Und an dem Morgen vom 9. November bewegte ich mich in Richtung auf die Schule.
On the morning of 9th November, I was on my way to school and was crossing Kaulbachstraße. I saw a unit of the Reichswehr with machine guns, who then made for the Bavarian local army command, climbing over the 4-meter-high fence. Only later did I learn that Röhm, who at that time was a captain of the Wehrmacht, had occupied the local army command the night before. We had already found out that it was going towards the Feldherrenhalle, northwards, symbolically conquering Berlin. So we set off again towards the Feldherrenhalle and went into the Hofgarten to get out of the way. After shots were fired, the dispersal of the demonstrators was pretty chaotic. Bullets were flying and people were running all over the place. A couple of people were lying on the ground. Only later did we find out that the only person who just went on walking was General Ludendorff, because the Bavarian police didn't dare to stop a general.
In the exchange of fire, 4 policemen, 15 putschists and 1 civilian were killed. Hitler himself managed to escape to Staffelsee, where he was arrested 2 days later on charges of high treason. Hitler, who was an Austrian, was not expelled from the country as provided for under the law, but instead sentenced to 5 years in prison. At the end of 1924, after serving only 1 year of his sentence, he was released on parole and set about reorganizing the banned Nazi Party. In 1925, the party was legalized again. Nazi propaganda later reinterpreted the attempted putsch as a march on the Feldherrnhalle, analogous with Mussolini's march on Rome, and cast the dead members of the Nazi movement as martyrs. In 1933, a memorial was erected on the residence side of the Feldherrnhalle, at which a double watch of members of Nazi organizations was posted to keep an eternal vigil. All passers-by were expected to demonstrate their right-wing sympathies by giving the Hitler salute. However, by going through the little passage called the Viscardigasse around the back of the Feldherrnhalle, it was possible to avoid passing the vigil and having to give the salute. For this reason, the passage became popularly known as the Drückeberger Gasserl, or Dodger's Alley.
From here, we will take a short detour to have a look at Nazi art policy, and we'll jump forwards in time to the 1930s. Now, please go to Galeriestraße and start the next audio track.